Are we back on? Yeah, we are. So, can you just talk a little bit about the what do you call them, the tech projects?
Well, we call it the tent project because it's with it's a collaboration with a tent manufacturer, and essentially we're developing a new products initiatives with a tent manufacturer that looks at kind of all of the possibilities within their inventory of materials and actually I should disclaimer what's on the wall is like just some throwaway stuff. I mean we're working on a few fronts, but
it's in the really early stages. But what it generally is, it's with the same company that we worked with for Design Miami,
okay,
last December, and
Event
we'll
Star.
Be working for it with this year as well.
Yeah, and that's how you Star. Got this project, because you were talking about this kind of project you're doing in this new economy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. So this is an example of like a very proactive, like approach to getting work, where there's an opportunity out there. The manufacturers recognize it as an opportunity, and so it's not like a direct commission. Mm-hmm. It's more like, okay, let's go into business together. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a very different approach to.
It's more or less a partnership.
Yeah.
And it's essentially the same thing that we wanted to do for Design Miami, where we wanted to take a kind of standard system and just put it together in a kind of non-standard way in order to get something unique, a way that you can put up something fast and cheap, but still have it be kind of interesting and exciting and usable. So for this, for the continuing... For our continuing collaboration, we're doing essentially the same thing, but kind of digging in deeper to the kind of production, temporary structure production processes, where we'll actually tweak some of these processes and make new products.
But I think there's something interesting also in the context again of the new economy. And it's new, but like actually that you change your role in the whole thing.
Yeah.
That basically that you start to not, okay, you're not asking for someone for a commission anymore, but like you are practically saying, okay, we team up with a production company or with a manufacturer. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I think that was also like thing I implied with the question earlier, like, you know, how far does it actually change your practice routines in a way, or how do you start to actually engage in the process, and then also like how potentially do you stay relevant in this? Because I think actually it's quite interesting in that sense that you go out to them and say, actually, like, we have something to offer to you. You have a system there that has specific implications, that has a modular logic, or that has material implications, logistic implications, and actually we can reread them with our skills. I think that's actually
what we did, and yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, we never thought about it as a kind of like changing role or a kind of, you know, because it's almost like we just started to get antsy and sort of ready for some new opportunities. You know, there was a kind of parting of the clouds, and we could see like, okay, let's this is something we can do. Let's go there. But it is a kind of different role. It's not like, it's actually interesting. I mean, we did learn about, there are other markets, right? There are other than the kind of service model, which, you know, architecture and architects are always assumed to operate under the service model.
Yes.
But there are other ways of practicing that aren't necessarily service-based. And I think that they push you as a practice in a way that's, we have a series of sort of products out there that like furniture objects that are represented by a gallery, and they're, you know, that's the kind of products model is a very different way of running a practice. You have a different kind of investment up front, and you have a different payout at the end. And collaborating with this tents manufacturer is interesting. It's like the product model at the scale of a building, you know, and that's a kind of interesting sort of relationship where you're not on a kind of 15% construction fee kind of model. And I think that's a good, I don't know, it's a, I think, well, for us, it's like healthy to kind of understand that there are many ways of practicing, you know, and you don't have to always be.
But also next to the 15% part that changes, I think the other interesting part with it, which actually undermines the classic model, is too that it's not the one-off logic in a way. So you can actually, over an extended period of time, actually invest and like build a knowledge base in that kind of, you know, in that kind of system, let's say. Because suddenly, like, okay, there might be a first generation of these things, and like then you keep on, you know, developing your own knowledge base or skills with it. And so I think that's very different from like the what you described or called earlier the service model, where you always produce the one-off, which has a series of implications. Some of them good, but some of them are really, really strange in a way, because you keep on like starting from scratch every time in a way. So I think that is actually also like potentially something quite challenging about how to think of investment, not in financial terms, but investment within our discipline, to say, okay, well, how do we actually develop something that we can develop further over longer stretch that can tie into a series of projects or investigations over and over again.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I think it's also interesting to like think about the product model more extensively.
Yeah, I think part of part of what's interesting, I would say good about that, is that we're partnering up, or collaborating with the manufacturer, the guy that builds the project. Having a kind of being on the same team or having a kind of a collaboration is what enables that, rather than the typical situation in the service model where you're basically hired to fight with the contractor.
Yeah, yeah. It breaks down the kind of antagonistic relationship that, I mean, the practice, the profession sets up a kind of fight on the construction on the site. You know, I mean, that's the professional roles that we're given. Like they push you into there.
You know, there's a lot of things wrong with the architectural service model.
Yeah.
Billing is totally screwed up, but that's the most disappointing thing, is that it by its nature it sets up an antagonistic relationship between the architect and the contractor, and it's not the best way to get the best product.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop it there. I think that was.